You've heard about the rise of the Teal Independents contesting the leafy inner city seats of Melbourne and along Sydney's northern beaches, but what about the independent threat to the coalition in one safe Perth seat? Former Foreign Minister Julie Bishop's old seat of Curtin is the Liberals' safest seat in Western Australia. But recent polling suggests first-term MP Cecilia Hammond is up for a challenge from pro-integrity and climate action independent Kate Chaney. She joins me now. Kate, you're a so-called Teal Independent with the backing of Climate 200. The independents in New South Wales and Victoria are being pushed to reveal who they would side with in the event of a hung parliament. Which major party would you back if elected?
Thanks very much for having me, Andy. I think that voters are far more interested in the issues than the tribal approach that we've had and that we have at the moment.
But isn't politics tribal anyway?
Well, it doesn't have to be. I think we need to be looking at how we're going to get the long-term decisions that we need on the things that matter, rather than this red versus blue, everything is oppositional for the sake of it. And for that reason, if there's a hung parliament and if my support is needed to form government, I would be negotiating on the issues that Curtin is telling me are important. And I'd be willing to negotiate with either party if they are willing to commit on issues like integrity and climate.
The independent MP for Warringah, Zali Steggall, says she would be inclined to support the Liberal Party, but not with Scott Morrison as a leader. We should add that your grandfather was a minister in the Menzies government, your uncle a minister in the Fraser government. Does that give us any clues?
I think both parties have really lost their way. I mean, obviously, in my community, we see that through the Liberal Party, because that's the current member is from the Liberal Party. But I think the Liberal Party has moved away from its base here and left this huge vacuum in the middle of people who don't really feel represented by either party.
I mean, for transparency, what percentage of your campaign funds come from Climate 200?
Well, just speaking about transparency, I'm running the most transparent campaign in the country. So anytime it's about, I have to check today. It changes. It certainly won't be more than 50%. But I'm listing every donation in real time as it arrives on my website. So you can go to katechaney.com.au right now and see who is supporting my campaign. The only reason we're talking about who's supporting my campaign is because of that transparency. And we have 0% transparency for the major parties. So you have no idea who's funding their campaign and why. Even after the election, you only get a small proportion of the total revenue. And that's the sort of thing that I think we will only see change on through independence.
How many parallels are there between Curtin as an electorate and the other electorates, you know, that independents are vying for in Sydney and Melbourne?
Well, I really only know my community, but I'm not surprised that there are candidates popping up across the country on these big issues that matter, that I think are very centrist and long-term issues. There are definitely some similarities between my electorate and some of the other electorates where there are these sensible centre candidates, because that's the space that the Liberal Party has vacated. People who are economically responsible but socially progressive and want to see action on climate.
If you just tuned in, independent candidate for the West Australian seat of Curtin, Kate Chaney, is here. We're talking about how the election's playing out in her seat, or her hopeful seat, I should say, in the West here on RN Drive. Curtin has been held by the Liberals apart from in 1996 when the Liberal incumbent turned independent. It's held on a margin of 13.9%?
I think with the redrawn lines, it's 13.9%.
Okay, yeah. So it makes it pretty safe, effectively. In spite of that, why do you believe that you have the support to get across the line?
What I'm hearing in my community is that people feel deeply disillusioned with the two-party system and the decisions that we're getting from that. There is just a total lack of vision and planning for the future. It's reactive and short-term and about scoring points, politics over policy and power without purpose. So I think that sense of frustration has really created this community movement. And I've got about 700 volunteers across the electorate, many whom have never been involved in politics before, who really feel like we are not being represented and we need to expect better.
And so does your internal polling match the broader survey for voting intentions?
I don't take polling too seriously. I think we've seen so many times that it's not accurate. But suffice to say, what we're seeing is that there is a real sense of energy and things changing at the moment. This is a real contest. And for the voters of Curtin, it's never been a real contest before. So it does make it a really important election in the history of my community.
From where you stand, what kind of campaign are the major parties running? There's a bit of grumbling in the media about how tightly held and not secretive, but certainly how tightly run the campaigns are being, in the sense that maybe there's two small target campaigns. Do you see that or agree with that?
I wish we could be having conversations about the big issues. There are so many challenges that we face as a country, and we're just not getting the conversation on them. You know, declining productivity, a tax system that can't meet the challenges that we've got coming ahead, broken aged care system, growing debt, as well as these huge issues on integrity and climate. And it's a real shame to see that a lot of the election campaign seems to be about point scoring and personal, you know, gotcha moments, rather than talking about the things that we need to be thinking about so that we can guarantee our prosperity into the future.
So if it's true that the major parties are sort of throwing vacuums, policy vacuums at each other, is that the opportunity that you and other independents spy in terms of asserting a policy agenda, which the major parties have been criticised for not doing?
Absolutely. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not desperate for a political career here. I would rather we were seeing good policy coming out of the major parties and this didn't need to be done. But I've got three kids. I really care about the future of this country. And if we're not going to get it through our two-party system, someone's got to step up and actually change the conversation.
Kate Chaney, thank you so much for your time tonight.
Thanks so much, Andy.
Kate Chaney is the independent candidate for the West Australian seat of Curtin.